Boom, and we're live, dude. We got some cat butthole starting off the YouTube algorithm, dude.
Oh yeah, that's how we get into everyone's algorithm. Cat butthole.
Hell yeah,
you guys
dude.
Can stop calling me then. I'd appreciate it.
Okay,
come
sorry.
On. Yeah.
All right, we'll call you by your name. Welcome to the Buff Boys podcast. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, with our guest. Do you what's your show? I'm sure to have asked you before this.
What?
You have a show on that you do too, right?
Yeah, podcast.
I want to plug your show.
Oh yeah, you can't say that.
I can't say that. Oh,
that's
the name
of it. That's what
it's
called.
You can't say that.
You can't say that on iTunes.
His podcast is actually just the N-word. From the You Can't Say That podcast, Scott Hall.
Hello.
We'll get that in post.
Yeah.
What's up, Scott? How you doing?
I'm good, dude.
Yeah, we were talking too much before the podcast. Joe was like, save it for the air.
Yeah.
We were talking about Red Bard.
Nice. The guy, dude. The guy. Yeah. The king.
Yikes, dude.
It's interesting. I became aware of him like a few years ago when like people in comedy were talking about it. But you knew about him before you were doing comedy.
Yeah.
So anytime he like mentions you, it's kind of like an I made it moment.
He never mentions me. People start to comment stuff, and they comment on the Robbie podcast, which is produced at Grove, and Grove gets brought up. So it's like that's happened through Joe List and stuff, and I just got commented on. And then it's like they will end up in like their I'm in a couple of their groups.
Yeah.
So we'll like Robbie's podcast will end up on it. The Watkins one they just had on, but it is a I just love comedy so much, and I like the comedy dynamic. And it's interesting
and
to
like
me.
Like the scene.
I just love it, but it's interesting to me that someone who's obsessed, who wanted to do it their whole life, now comedy's in a boom, and that plus Reddit and like just the internet in general, like people are interested in the going. Like it used to be podcasting was like, oh, I like this guy's stand-up. How do I know more about him? Yeah. It's podcasting. And now it's like Red Bar is like a third level to that.
He's like the anti-Seth Simons where it's like.
Yeah.
Where it's like Seth is like trying to destroy and Red Bar is trying to, I guess, destroy, but destroy to make better, whereas Seth is destroying because he maybe secretly has desires himself that shouldn't be brought to the... Do you think if he ever showed up to Grove 34, you think he'd ever get the special treatment, as we call it in the,
we'd throw
the New York?
Back. Yeah, we'd hit his pains with a fucking hammer.
Yeah. Hey, we got another gig for you upstate.
Yeah.
We would just if he showed up, I would take a picture of him and then be like, this guy just got on stage and said the N-word. Yeah.
There you go.
This guy tried to get him canceled. This guy was grabbing chicks' asses here, dude.
Yeah, this guy just came to our pro-rape Nazi rally at Grove 34.
That's exactly what I'd do. Yeah. We would take Grove down with him, but it'd be fine.
It's like,
it'd be worth it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look, we're all Nazis here, so fucking...
Yeah, exactly.
We just take
pictures behind him doing the salute.
Yeah, dude. That's the way you get it. Mm. It's like, I was there. Yeah. I know what I saw.
But yeah, I was saying like before getting into comedy, I like grew up playing sports. I always wanted to be an athlete. I never did any performing or whatever, but I would watch like Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn, and I just loved the fact that at the end of the show, it's like all the funniest people I've ever seen on TV. They're not as famous as some of the other comedians I'd heard of, but I thought they were all funnier than like Ellen or Seinfeld or whatever.
Those guys are my holy grail growing up.
Yeah. Nice. And then at the end of the episode, they'd be like, I'm going to be at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis or whatever. I'm just like, oh, I was like, whatever field I'm in, that's I want to be one of those guys who's like, great, they're making a good living, but like, just like in the
you're just part of the posse.
Huh?
Part of the tough crowd?
Yeah.
But not Colin Quinn's. Not Colin Quinn. Just like the tough crowd.
Just the tough
crowd. Like a Greg Giraldo, a living Greg Giraldo?
Yeah.
How would you feel with like Matt, if your son, Matt Maron Jr., started doing Roast Battle in New York?
That was honestly, I mean, Greg Giraldo Jr. is very cool. And the fact that the one time he did Fight Club, he let me pick his music. So. Oh.
Jesus Christ, Matt.
Sorry, this bang energy drink.
Look at this in post, dude.
The one time he did Fight Club, he said I could pick his music, so I had him come out to Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
Nice, because his dad died of pills, apparently.
Yeah.
I was in comedy when Greg Giraldo was. I was doing comedy.
That was probably when you were like just starting.
When was he died in like what, 2008?
Something like that.
Yeah, so I was like doing it like a year and a half maybe.
Yeah.
Damn.
But like that was like when I was like, well, I should be going on tour soon and being a touring comedian, dude.
And you were here?
No, I was in San Francisco at the time. Okay. And like Greg was like, Greg, I'm on like a first name basis. Yeah. But like, he would regularly like go to the Punchline and stuff and like drop in and do sets there and work out stuff.
Everybody loves that club, right?
Yeah, it's a good one. That's where I got my start.
Yeah.
Was the Punchline.
But yeah,
I'll be at the Punchline in San Francisco. Maybe never. I got to fucking email that guy. I got to get back in there. But at the same time, it's like you don't want, you, like, it's like your home club, but you don't want to like stay. You want to go and prosper elsewhere, dude. Yeah. Like I can't flourish in San Francisco the same way you can develop and flourish in New York. You know, it's different.
No, when you go back, it's not the same. Like I started in D.C. It's different, too.
And like, I feel like, in a good way or bad way?
It's easier. The road's easier. I feel like I'm jealous.
I grew up in New York, so I started here. And I'm always jealous of people who get to like have a homecoming.
Yeah. Like you get, it was like, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't go back at all until I was like featuring for someone in a theater.
But yeah.
And so that was the first time I went back and didn't even say anything. I just did.
Yeah. Even just like on a much
Nobody cares at all. Nobody gives a fuck. On a much smaller level,
my college, I like went back. I did like talent show when I was in my senior year. And then like a year later, I had been doing mics for a few months.
He goes back to the same high school talent show.
It was the same. It was in my dorm. Yeah. But it was just like I went back. I got like invited back. There were people there who remembered me. I did way better because I had now gotten better. And it was just, and that was like, I can't imagine if I like actually had like a whole city I had been from. There was a scene that knew me, and I got to go back and be way better. Mm. I'm always jealous of guys who like started somewhere else.
When you were in, you started here. When you were in San Francisco, did you think New York was better than L.A.?
Oh, I always knew it was going to be New York, dude. I would never.
That's a weird thing to hear from someone from.
I never wanted to go to L.A., dude. And I don't like the kind of comedy out there, and I don't like that everything is so. What it really comes down to is, like, I didn't want to have a car, you know? I didn't want to fucking drive.
I couldn't afford a car.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I don't want to fucking drive. I don't want to fucking do, like, acting all day. I didn't want to have to, like, do something, like, adjacent to comedy and comedy. I certainly didn't want to be the door guy at, like, the fucking comedy store.
It's just, like, I want to live in, like, abject poverty with, like, piss people. Yeah. And, like, New York without comedy fucking sucks ass.
Mm.
If I wasn't doing comedy, I would.
I wanted to move out of New York, even like as a kid. I was because all the cool things about New York, I just grew up with, so it never like hit me.
I'd still hang out.
Right?
I'd be like a fucking artist in Central Park or something.
Yeah. I don't mean like it's not cool. Like I love New York, but in a way that like I don't think I'm good enough to have something nice, which is why I think New York is fine with me. I don't know if you have any of that where it's like.
This sucks, but I deserve this.
Yeah, well, you know, like, people get freaked out by, like, someone taking a piss on the train. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. Like, I gotta piss somewhere, dude. I'll piss in a bottle if someone's
in the
bathroom.
Fucking,
I don't give a
yeah, it's okay, not my train.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
What am I going to do? Hey, buddy, put it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of us, it's like, come on.
Have some respect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, the train's at, like, an angle where the piss is going away from me.
Yeah, that's
so.
Good. Yeah. You just lift up your feet.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's really all it does. Is
there's a reason there's so many cars on this subway. I can just go to the next one.
Yeah, go to the next one, dude. Then you got to deal with Showtime, all those dancing black guys. Terrifying. Yeah.
Do you ever? Well, whether they're dancing or not, still
yeah, it's
terrifying.
Like, yikes, dude. Oh, you know they're going to dance like as soon as they come in. Like, if I see a fucking Bluetooth speaker on the car, I'm going to try to move because it's like, that guy's going to dance. He's like, no one gets kicked in the head. Like, they get close sometimes, too.
I like the new ones. The guys, you can tell they don't have a bunch of moves yet.
Yeah, yeah.
They do the same thing over and over again. And I'm like, this is...
Yeah, twirl around the fucking pole once again. Yeah,
sometimes you're on a late night train and it's like, oh, this is like their open mic. They're working on new tricks here.
I like getting on a train and it like the car is full, but then there's like one segment that nobody's at.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, some homeless guy must have just like did something there and got up.
Yeah.
And like, well, and then you wait. Because it's like, you got to be smart. If the whole train's packed and no one's sitting on that one bench, there's a reason.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go to the next one, you watch people sit there, and then you watch everybody else react to them sitting there. And you're just like,
No one wants to say anything.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'll tell you what's scary is like the chairs that look clean, but there's like a weird smell to it. So it's like, oh, something gross happened here.
Yeah.
That can't even be seen by the naked eye.
Yeah.
Something on like a subatomic level happened.
Yeah.
That's not even visible.
Yeah.
Probably semen.
Yeah. Probably. There you go. Probably some fucking crusted on semen, dude.
And that makes you better at comedy, I think.
You heard like that fucking rumor of like the woman that went on a subway without panties and she got pregnant sitting on the seat.
What, dude?
I don't know. That sounds like a fucking story that like a mom from the Midwest tells her daughter.
Yeah, you better not go.
I got Mom, I got into NYU. Now be careful, Mary. Yeah. I want you to wear two pairs of underwear in New York City.
Yeah.
I just picture like a daughter who refuses to wear underwear.
Yeah. Fucking slut, dude.
You gotta wear fucking underwear.
Hell
you
yeah, dude.
On the train.
That's the way to go. They'll find you a woman that don't wear underwear, dude.
Did you ever think of LA when you were in DC?
No.
All the time, baby.
Is it just that you were more of an East Coast guy or
I've always been kind of a dickhead.
Yeah.
And
New York is more dickhead.
With the whole time I was in D.C. during crowd work and I was drinking and I was kind of just like a little bit more abrasive, especially than people in D.C. Because people don't know this, but D.C. is like the second most liberal city in the country.
All those black people.
Yeah. No, it's not. Don't get me riled up, Joe. But there's D.C.
Black people
are
going more to Trump
segregated.
Now.
Yeah, they love Trump.
They're up. He's up like 500%. Like
he's going to fucking win.
He just went to like Chick-fil-A and bought like Chick-fil-A in Atlanta and bought milkshakes for everyone.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Trump fucking rocks, dude. Trump fucking rocks. He's got, and you know what? The best part is like he's set up to use his catchphrase, "You're fired,"
to Joe Biden.
To Joe Biden, like Joe Biden, "You're fired."
You're fired.
Everyone's gonna fucking love it, dude. Everyone's like afraid, like they don't want to do a debate because they know Biden's gonna get confused and Trump destroys at every debate.
I was watching a montage of that the other day.
He's so good.
Yeah.
It's good because he doesn't do like the traditional like
debate
thing. Yeah, it's like it's not
make any points.
It's like no politician has ever done something like that.
He doesn't answer the question.
Before. Yeah. it's clear that he has like a team that's like, what you need to do is you need to say this, and if it's this, and don't say this, and don't say that. And he's like, I got it. I'm going to wing it.
Exactly.
Like, it's so clear that he just like goes off the cuff, and everyone is like, what the fuck? During like the Republican debates, like when he was like just ripping on everyone, and then they all had the kisses ring afterwards when he became president.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of like a roast battle, because I was watching the compilation, like, you know, people cut together all the best moments.
Yeah.
And you can watch him while someone's saying something, like when someone thinks of a comeback, like during a battle, you could watch him like think and then like no. And you watch like the confidence like on his face while the person keeps talking. And then he's just like, fucking, I didn't make fun of the way he looks. And there's a lot of material there. Yeah. Believe me. And then it's like Rand Paul or like Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush got murked.
Oh, God. He destroyed Jeb. He took Jeb Bush's soul, dude.
A bunch of times, too. Yeah. It wasn't just the one.
It was
time.
The Mike Lawrence, Ralphie May of debates.
Yeah. I barely get that.
Mike Lawrence and Ralph.
I know.
Yeah,
they
like on the first season of Roast Battle on Comedy Central. And Ralphie May kind of just didn't seem to take it as, he's like, I'm a comic, I'm funny, I'll be whatever. And then Mike Lawrence just destroyed him.
And then Ralphie May died like 2 months after that.
Yeah.
Probably because
of
that.
They're saying Mike Lawrence is like the Patton Oswalt of the roast battle community.
Yeah. It was either that or the vaccine, one of the two.
No, it was definitely.
Yeah.
It was definitely a broken heart from being treated so mean in a roast battle.
Yeah. He's got a lot of lore behind him too, Ralphie and his wife being a cunt. And like,
nice, dude.
I don't know anything about
what was that?
His wife?
Well, yeah,
apparently
what about
his wife's like a real bitch.
Yeah.
Do you Bonnie McFarlane?
Yeah.
Isn't it? They say like Bonnie McFarlane's married to that dead guy. Right?
I heard she was married to a legend.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's
a
what
legendary.
I heard.
Oh, then legend. There we go, dude. Open a check case, Ralphie May.
Yeah,
Miss McFarlane, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Nice. I love Rich Voss, dude.
Yeah, he's
of
pretty
course.
Cool.
He's fucking funny.
But those guys, it was like the tough crowd thing you said. Like, I grew up, New York was always just hollowed ground for me for stand-up.
Yeah.
The LA scene, I actually did, when I first started, I was out there for a wedding and I had a buddy, like, we knew each other from Instagram, we never met. But he booked me on a show out there and I did one show out there and I was like, oh. Because there's a bunch of actors, like, doing, like, super act-out
stuff.
People
doing, like,
I did feel like pretty much every big-name comic at some point came through or came up in New York.
Nobody had anything bad to say about New York. And it's such, like, an end game.
Mm.
In terms of like, you know, I want to do,
I
want to be a working comic in New York. Although now everyone's like, I want to be a working comic in fucking Texas, dude.
And Austin,
you ever go
Texas?
There to fucking Austin? It's so close to Mexico.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Like, what are people, are they fucking thinking, dude? I'm going to be a fucking successful comedian in a fucking red state. Get out of here, dude. Come on. Like, you forget, like, you're still in fucking Texas, dude. It's
blue city in a red state.
It's almost a purple. All right. Yeah. Like, it's like, all right, we love fucking marijuana out here, but Trans is still like a very try fucking being a man in a dress going into a bathroom
in Texas. You
know, see how that goes. See how that goes. And you know, at least in New York, you could be a fucking goofball. And if you wear a dress, who gives a fuck? I'm still gonna sexually assault you, dude. Yeah. You come into my fucking bathroom, dude. I'm gonna fucking assault you, man, woman. Yeah. No one's safe, dude.
Doesn't
except
matter.
The blind, dude. No, I don't want no cripples, dude. What if I get that fucking disease?
Yeah.
What if I fucking rape a blind guy and I
and
fucking
then you lose your sight?
All of a sudden, transmitted. I lose my sight. One of the third most important sense for raping.
Yeah. Third.
Yeah. Did you sexually
smell
assault
and touch or, yeah. or
did
one
you sexually
two.
Assault a short fat guy in a order. Past life?
Yeah, dude. That's all I ever do. The most beautiful of fucking appearances. Yeah,
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 yeah. Of course, dude.
The most perfect aesthetic. Yeah. Yeah, I have. I dipped a toe. All
right. I think it's time to go around the room and all share a favorite memory of O.J. Simpson. R.I.P. to a real one.
My favorite memory is that time he didn't cut his wife's fucking head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very innocent.
I still believe to this day that it was O.J. Simpson's oldest son that killed Nicole Brown.
I think it was the random blonde dude who was in his guest house. Cato Kalin.
Yeah. Well, I do remember one of the funniest fucking answers O.J. said, and they made an article about it, was OJ doesn't want to move to LA because he's afraid he might run into the real killer.
He could be sitting next to him.
Yeah,
at any
it's,
time.
Like, it's so, it's like it's so funny. Like everything he did on Twitter was like with a little bit of a wink and a nod. Like you know, I killed that bitch.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I didn't know how old he was. He was in
he
his
wrote
70s.
A book called If I Did It.
Yeah. And the if is like hella tiny. I looked it up.
Yeah.
And it literally is like
if
I did it,
I did
but
it.
It's all it's. The way you almost like say like free car, you know, and it's like with fucking purchase of fucking 15 cars, you know.
I loved,
fucking rocks.
I remember Howard Stern like caught up with him when he was on the golf course, and a few years after everything, and was like, "You still looking for the killer?" And he's just like very genuinely, just like, "Yep, we still got a lot of people out there looking for. we're still on the case.
He knows what to do, man.
You have to respect that. He never broke. Ever.
Yeah.
Not on his deathbed.
And you know what?
How did he die?
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh,
he went out like his best friend Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Did people know he had cancer?
No.
Hiding their cancer.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, dude.
Nobody gave a fuck that he did that.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. Like, I'm just now figuring out. Yeah. When Norm did it, everyone was like, oh, no. Or Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, wow, what a hero. OJ's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean,
whatever, white woman killer, the most fucking awful crime of them all, dude.
Yeah.
Taking our most valuable resource, a fucking blonde white woman. Come on, dude. They're a dying breed. You know that? Natural blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yep.
Damn, the dream of Hitler finally being erased, dude.
We just did a sketch earlier today I wrote, but it was just like him, OJ, showing up in heaven.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's he doing here? And he'd be like, he was innocent.
Yeah.
He's just him and Nicole meeting again.
Yeah.
Oh, OJ, it was awful. They're real killers.
He's still down there. Yeah.
Stop him before he kills again. Yeah. That was so cool, dude. It's fun. You know what? It's all good. OJ clearly shows he has a good sense of humor. And you know what? If he was innocent and he spent that time in jail, the fact that he can come out and joke about it, that shows what a great guy he is. And if he was guilty, he clearly learned his lesson because now he's like joking about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, no guilty man could ever be that funny, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it really comes to. No guilty man is funny. Case closed, dude.
Yep.
You see these guys on death row, like famous last words are never like a knock-knock joke. It's always like, I regret nothing.
Yeah.
It's always like 15 chilling last words on death row. It's never like top 10 hilarious quips they say in their final days, you know?
Yeah, it's never like, I'd put money on the Broncos.
Yeah.
like his last 3 years of his life was just giving people like sports betting advice.
Oh my God.
Oh, his fantasy advice was amazing. Well, because also on Twitter, everyone would just comment references to the murder no matter what he said.
Yeah, of course.
Fucking
of course.
I remember a few years ago, he was like, use your number one overall pick to draft Baker Mayfield. That's why I think which you should not have taken a quarterback number one anyway.
No,
but it was when he played for the Browns, and every comment was like, OJ would recommend taking a stab at a Brown, wouldn't he?
Nice, dude.
Damn, he really said
rest
that
in
was
peace.
Pretty good. That's very good.
Whatever happened to OJ?
He died.
I don't know.
He, remember, oh, damn, do you think it's the curse of the Naked Gun? Because Leslie Nielsen also died.
Mm.
And he was in the Naked Gun movies.
What if they all die?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That'd be fucking
terrifying.
Crazy,
yeah.
Dude, if they all die.
It's the curse of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Bills are the ones who had that player have the heart episode and, died on the field a couple years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about the curse of the Roman
people
Empire?
Were sharing the pic- people yikes, were sharing dude. The picture.
No, you. What happened to the Roman Empire? You're looking at them, pal. No, we all became fat, dumb Italians in New Jersey.
People were sharing pictures of OJ getting the vaccine. I'm just saying.
That's so cool, dude.
That's
he
great.
Took a picture of when he got it.
What about a picture of Nicole taking the vaccine?
Yeah. It's like, the real killer. Know, the real killer was Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, with Pfizer.
Nice, dude.
I loved
that
also,
was wild.
My favorite thing I saw was someone took Caitlyn Jenner tweeted good riddance and someone showed a picture back in the day of OJ and Bruce Jenner and said when your homie really changes up on you.
Damn, dude.
Caitlyn Jenner said that?
Caitlyn Jenner said good riddance.
But she killed somebody too. She killed a kid.
Yeah.
No, the murderer's
Bruce
code,
Bruce
dude.
Bruce killed a kid.
No, that was after. Bruce never killed anyone. Caitlyn's the killer.
Really?
It was as soon as Bruce became Caitlyn, involuntary manslaughter.
Let me just tell you. Let me tell you something.
Car,
Bruce
ran her over with the car. Well, that was the
really,
joke. That was the joke everyone made. As soon as she becomes a woman, she can't drive.
Oh no, I didn't know. Bruce, they really buried that.
Yeah, Bruce may have been behind the wheel, but Caitlyn was in his ear saying, "Run over that kid." So our trans power becomes even more great. Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's how trans people get powers by killing children.
That's what Alex Jones has been saying.
I mean,
for years.
Wild culture, wild. Succulent culture.
It's their culture, though. We can't say anything about it.
Delicious.
Delicious, succulent
moist culture.
Gotta get a piece of that culture.
I'm going to go get some culture outside real quick.
Go get some culture.
Would you? A trans lady?
Huh?
Matt has. Matt's
you
had
have?
Sex with
no,
multiple
I
trans women.
I probably would.
Yeah?
Nice,
yeah,
dude.
Maybe. I'm dating a girl that looks like one now, so it's
oh,
fun.
Nice, dude. You're dating a girl taller than you.
Same thing. Whatever. The joke works.
A tall girl. Any tall girl is trans.
Every tall girl is trans. Every girl that's taller than
any
me
girl
is
taller
trans.
Than me is
every girl that's taller than Joe is trans.
Yeah, dude. Look at these fucking. Look at all these trans bitches. These giant trans bitches.
Yeah.
These lesbians.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Nice. Scotty, too. Naughty
I don't. All. Here's the weird part, though, and this is going to sound maybe gay, but I. Something about the fake vagina I'm not a fan of.
Yeah,
that sounds.
I'd almost be more likely if they had a penis.
It's gay to not be a fan of the fake vagina.
Would you rather have?
Well, that would mean that the penis I'd prefer.
Oh, you would rather the penis than the.
I don't think I'd rather. That's
vagina.
A weird way to put it.
Yeah, I'd absolutely.
But I really dislike the idea of putting my penis into like a fake vagina, like an inside out penis.
I had sex with a trans woman with the first ever successful vaginal transplant, where it was an actual woman's vagina that was transplanted into like this. Trans woman's hole.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
But like they sealed it up with some stem cells to make sure it would take.
Just stapled around this all the way around.
They apply it like a fucking hot glue.
Just like a guy with one of those carpet things.
Yeah, they got like a little fucking they got like a little tongue dispenser and they just like fucking like smear it on.
Yeah.
There
the first
go.
One ever had to look like shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the trans porn I've ever seen, like, they never had, like, a trans vagina. They only had trans penises. Mm. But they were all, like, weird and shriveled up because of the hormone therapy that they go to, which is apparently a natural thing that's okay to give children.
I think it's good.
Really?
Yeah. If I have kids, if I have kids, I'm going to just give them, like, vitamins in the morning anyway.
I'm not going to give them anything, dude.
I'm gonna water.
I'm gonna fucking starve them, dude.
Water, not water.
I didn't want these shits, dude.
Yeah,
it's my Xbox, dude. You can't play with it.
You should be allowed to kill your kid.
Honestly, yeah, you should be able to kill your kid up until I guess like age 8.
When did they stop being annoying?
Never, dude.
You want to have kids?
No, I don't think so. Matt does.
Maybe one day.
Matt wants that. Matt's seeing a girl because he wants to have kids with her.
You find one slow enough to catch, you fucking.
Yeah. maybe one day. I've coached youth sports a lot, so I like working with kids. So I like kids. Yeah,
as soon as he finds one he wants to get pregnant, watch out, dude.
You need to find one so that going to WrestleMania becomes more acceptable.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a certain age where you.
I've actually never, never been to a WrestleMania before.
Really? No. I would go. You want
to
go?
I'd be down to go.
Matt's
to one.
Not allowed to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
oh, I've been to I went to WrestleMania 30.
Yeah,
the one with Ronda Rousey's debut.
Oh, that was in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was like outside of San Francisco,
in just Santa
like,
Clara.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like that. They had Sting versus Triple H. That was a fucking banger.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of fun. That was a fucking great one.
This would
dude.
Have been a fun one to go to. It was this weekend in Philadelphia. Yeah.
But now, like, fucking WrestleMania is too much, dude. 2 days is fucking too fucking much.
Yeah, it's a whole 2 day thing. It's an entire, like, weekend long.
Your mic seems unplugged.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Uh-oh, maybe it wasn't, dude.
He moved his hand. I was like,
That's
funny. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Well, we'll find out, dude.
Yeah.
One way or the other, dude. Que sera, sera.
Yeah.
Nice. Scott Hall, queso. Dude. You're the man, dude. You fucking figured that out.
The bad, yeah.
No, I haven't.
You know what's funny? I also did a mic check on everyone but my own.
That went through my head.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know mics. Yeah. I've forgot to hit record enough times to have a sufficient
whatever,
amount of
dude. I'm sure like the audio will be fine.
Yeah.
But maybe it won't be, which will also be funny, too.
Yeah.
No, I think there's been times where it hasn't been connected, but it's still like played. So whatever, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I grew up liking wrestling. My name's Scott Hall, though. I kind of got thrown into wrestling.
You had to, dude.
Everybody Razor Ramon.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing this shit the whole time.
Oh all yeah. When you were a kid was when like Scott Hall was.
Yeah, it was the top. So we all like picked who we were and we'd like walk around the class. You know what I mean? You walk around elementary school like
of course,
being that guy or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was really it. There was no like learning of the moves. It was just like I'm that guy.
That was
the
kind of
this naked guy.
Yeah.
It's like I'm the hotter naked guy.
Yeah.
It's like
that's kind of how it was when I was a kid also. And then I got out of watch. My parents banned me from watching cuz like some kid doing a move or something. It was
Chris Benoit.
And then so I stopped watching.
You're the best finisher.
Yeah. I got into amateur wrestling and then all the amateur wrestlers were like that pro wrestling stuff is fake. So we would never like watch it or whatever. And then in high school I actually had a teacher who was like
amateur
wrestling.
Like real wrestling.
Real wrestling. And then I had a teacher in high school who was a pro wrestler and got like fired for like wrestling in Japan and taking sick days. And then he was on TV as Matt Stryker.
Wow.
He was like one of the announcers. He wrestled. I remember turning on Monday Night Raw one week. My parents met him at parent-teacher conferences, and he's in the ring as a teacher character because the story was like well known that this guy was fired from being a teacher to wrestle. And he's in the ring like lecturing all the fans in like Kentucky and how dumb they are and they're not as smart as him.
Oh, man.
And then out came Eugene, who was like the special
Eugene's
needs
the
wrestler.
Yeah.
And he's him and Matt Stryker like feuding. Eugene's like picks his nose and puts it in Matt Stryker's mouth. And I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Why did I ever stop watching this?
Oh, man. Wrestling is awesome.
Yeah. And then my dad was like, we'll let you watch. We feel like you're old and mature enough that you won't try any of this
Now that you know it's not real.
Yeah. I always knew it wasn't real. I never understand the thing where people are like, oh, especially like my age or younger when they're like, oh, I liked it. The first thing I ever saw in wrestling was The Undertaker and Kane. The zombie and the demon summoning lightning and fire.
Yeah.
I never thought it was real, but I was like, this is just fun shit. And there's also athletes doing cool stuff.
In some ways, it was real, though, Matt. The magic.
It's still
you
real
felt.
To me, damn it.
Yeah, the magic.
The magic
real.
You
the
felt
magic,
was real.
Yeah. But yeah, so then, and then 2 years after my dad was like, we'll let you watch it. You won't try any of this stuff. I'm like training and having my first match.
Yeah.
Taking HGH.
That's funny.
I wish. I wanted to.
Yeah.
Getting addicted to pills.
I mean, I never actually
flashing women on planes.
Yeah, I got scared out of like any of the drug stuff because I met so many guys early on who were so fucked up from that. Like I definitely did when I was like 17, 18, I was getting into it, want to do steroids, but all of it was like right after the Benoit thing also. Mm-hmm. So all the guys were like, you're new, you're young, you have potential, we're keeping you away from this stuff. But they would all still do it, and I was like, come on, guys.
Give them a little taste, dude.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You don't want none of this shit, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want to be, trust me, you don't want to be as jacked as us.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But those, like, have you seen The Wrestler, the movie?
Yeah.
That's, like, very sad.
That's the real thing.
Yeah.
That movie fucked me up. I watch it. That's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Just like,
it's really
It's really heart-wrenching to watch, like, a guy... Especially as like comedy and like being an addict too, like just this like grasping at a thing that's like not there anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like ugh, like that just hurts.
I feel like The Wrestler every time I realize I'm almost 40 and at an open mic. I was like, I'm gonna die here.
Yeah,
you know? Dude.
And like Kelly's like, just don't go and just like live a normal life with me. And I'm like, no. And then like they pull my name out of the bucket. And I'm going up on stage. And I look to
like
see
Randy
if Kelly.
The Ram.
Yeah, I look. I'm walking to the stage. I'm like, what's the deal with dating? And I look out, and Kelly's not in the audience. And they're like, if you have a close, you're gonna do a heart attack because your body can't survive this physical fucking thing you're doing on stage.
You're going to do an act out. Yeah.
I'm trying to do an act out, and I'm like, ah!
It just goes black.
Hey, remember Ska from the 90s? Remember that dancing in Ska? Why'd everyone look like they were having a fucking panic attack?
Kelly comes through the door as you're doing it, like, no. Damn, that is it.
That's tight, dude. Thinking about your mortality. That's tight, dude.
That's that is comedy, though. It's like, what is... When I bartended at the Cellar, that's how I felt. Like, it erased all those feelings from my head, kind of.
Yeah.
Because I was like, here are all these people that I consider legends. And, like, after a year, it all gets kind of normal.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, oh, they're all just coming in, like, bitching about having to do 15 minutes for, like, their set. Like, it doesn't get any better. Like, for them, that's like a mic. Like,
yeah.
What mic? At the place that I, like, are,
I think,
like,
I remember after, like, a year or two into comedy, I remember hearing, like, I think it was when Opie and Jim were still doing the show together. It was after Opie and Anthony. But it was just one of those, like, they had a bunch of comics, and they were all, I don't remember what it was, but they were complaining about something, and I was like, oh, this sounds exactly the way people at open mics complain about comedy.
It's the same.
It's just, they're making money doing it, but it's like, oh, this thing is always like that. Yeah. Everyone's just a person.
Yeah, I heard Jim tell someone, I think Eagle Wit, or someone came in and sat down at the comics table and was like, just complaining about their day. And Jim was like, oh, yeah, it's a job.
Yeah.
That was, it's like, a living. I think about that all the time. He's like, it's just a job. Like, what do you want? You're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right. Like, okay.
And granted, I think, remind yourself that, like, when I hear athletes, wrestlers, comedian, whatever it is, like, it is your job, but also there's way, most other jobs suck more.
Yeah, for sure.
So there is still that. But yeah, it's always, course, no matter what you're doing, even if you love it, it still sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I also like the fact that you gauge time by Opie and Anthony, like...
Yeah.
That's like a real New York
Wouldn't
white guy.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, it was during the Opie and Jim years.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
There's Opie
exactly
and Jim. There's
about.
Jim and Sam. There's Opie and Anthony.
Were you an
there's
O&A guy?
B-O and A before Opie and Anthony and A-O and A.
I was a Sharpling and Worcester guy when it comes to...
What's Worcester? What
you never listen to Tom Sharpling and...
like Bob and Tom?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, it just, they just did, like, long-form sketch comedy on, like, a radio call-in show.
Oh,
so, like, a guy would call in, but he would, like, pretend to be, like, a regular caller, but it would go for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'd find, like, a guy was, you know, just, like, weird stuff. Like, oh, this guy was, like, the inspiration to the Fonzie. And he was, like, an 85-year-old guy that just... hung outside of a fucking diner and tried to attack people with a chain. You know, shit like that. Like, yeah,
sounds
I would
like
say, yeah, I'd say, like, I'd say, go up to a girl and say, like, you and me, how about it? And then the guy on the radio would be like, that's sexual harassment. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's not what the Fonzie would stand for. Yeah, Sharpling and Worcester. Check it out, folks. Mm. Tom Sharpling does a lot of voiceover work.
Yeah.
And John Worcester is a drummer. As well, so he's very cool guys.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who used to do all the voices? Phil something?
Phil 987.
Like Mel Blanc?
Phil Nye the Science Guy.
Phil Nye the Science Guy.
Phil Nye the Science Guy. There was a guy before Bill, there was Phil, and he
was
stole
it Mel
his act.
Blanc? He was like the famous, like...
The cartoon voices?
The cartoon voices.
No, there's a guy who had a radio show, and he was the host.
Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo.
No. Shut up, dude. Fuck you. Don't just name people that do impressions.
Robbie Goodwin.
Rich Little. God damn it. Fuck. What the fuck was I gonna say? No, I'm pretty sure his name was Phil.
Yeah,
but he had a radio show, and he would call in, but he would be the lady, he would be the people calling in. His whole thing was that, like, he had this radio show where he would, like, be all three people.
Yeah,
sick of it.
Oh,
he'd
that's
just do different
cool.
voices. Yeah,
dangerous.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't even know.
I did just see someone say, well, there was we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
We
you
did.
Hear the Shohei Ohtani controversy, the baseball player who was, like, gambling, or his interpreter was gambling. And people thought that the whole thing was a cover for his gambling. And now, like...
That's funny, because...
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The federal investigation came out that, oh, the interpreter was, like, calling the bank and acting like he was Shohei Ohtani and then getting money to cover his own gambling debts. So a bunch of people online are, like, me calling the bank in my Asian voice going, oh, I Shohei Ohtani, we get $1 million.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
The perfect crime, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Imagine being so rich that, like, another guy's, like, accessing your bank account for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And
like,
not hundreds
you don't even
of thousands.
You're just not
$16 million.
Oh, right,
and
just,
he
like,
didn't
playing.
Even notice. Yeah.
That's tight, dude. That's some real money right there.
Yeah.
That's why it's like, dude, that's why it's like, you billionaires out there, give me some fucking money, dude. What is up with this, dude?
Yeah.
It will take you, like, 5 seconds. It'll change my life.
Yeah, like, they don't have Venmo?
Yeah, like, come on, dude. Elon Musk, you invented PayPal. Matt, you should have the billionaires fucking lift your Venmo ban so you could use Venmo again. Dude.
I'm banned on Venmo too. I'm a Cash App guy.
What'd you do on Venmo? What'd you do? Matt was laundering money and got busted.
Yeah, probably something.
I think I accidentally money laundered.
He intentionally money laundered because he was like, Joe, free money.
Yeah.
And I was like, Matt, no, you're going to get in trouble. And he was like, oh, I think I got banned.
Yeah. It was like when Venmo was new. One of my friends was like, hey, I'm buying a car from someone and he just wants me to send the money to someone else before sending it to him, which sounded weird. But he was like, I'm going to send you money. Then you send it to this number. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I don't pay attention. I don't ask questions either. I'm just like, anyway,
yeah. Okay. And it was just a buddy of mine who I worked with at the time who I knew kind of well, not super well. And then I did it. And then it was like $3,000. So I just got $3,000 and then gave it to someone else.
Yeah.
And then my account was frozen. And I just emailed Venmo and told them what happened. And they were like, okay, we reviewed your case. You're banned for life. Yeah. Like,
that's awesome, dude.
Thanks for the information. Yeah.
You should have kept
going
to
prison.
Did you do it like immediately?
Yeah, I got it and sent it like within a couple minutes.
Yeah,
that's, I guess I should have waited.
Good,
yeah,
that's so much money, dude. I would have kept the money. I would have kept them. Block that fucking piece of shit on Venmo.
Quit your job.
Sorry, bitch. Yeah. I'm rich, dude.
I'm gonna run away with $3,000.
Yeah, I got severance pay, $3,000 to not have to work at this place with these retards that would give me this money so willingly, dude.
What did you do?
Me?
Yeah, solicited sex from a minor?
Yeah, I think like it. I don't know. Nice, it's probably same thing.
Yeah,
I think I added someone else's card to my thing.
Yeah,
and tried to use it because someone, not like in maliciously, like they were with me, but it was like, this is on another account or something. I don't know. I've never been good with money or any kind of legal stuff, so probably probably something very similar.
Damn, that is gay with a capital G and a Y. Good.
I paid a hitman to fucking. Yeah. How about that?
I always worried about like those little memos you could leave in Venmo.
Yeah.
If that would ever get you in trouble, like, you know, like one is like sex favors or like, you know, drugs and, you know, anal beads, you know, shit like that.
Will you ever look at like those? I know you're sober now, but you were like an addict. But so were you ever doing
that with
Venmo?
You're saying he was an addict in the past sense.
Or is an addict.
He is an addict. He comes in and he drops a joint on our table, dude.
The same like you weren't like, yes, and you have like a bowl full, like a whole table full of bowls.
You dare besmirch the table I do coke off of regularly
with your
marijuana. This is the cocaine table. Weed table's over there with all the pipes, dude.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you, dude. This is your first time at my drug emporium after all.
Did you ever use...
It's a drug emporium. Yeah.
Did you ever use Venmo for drugs?
Or was that?
Yeah, dude. You can use Venmo for everything.
Cash App's really the drug app, though.
It's the black one.
It's unregulated.
That's the thing I tell everybody on Venmo, I have Cash App. Everybody's response 100% of the time is, oh, I didn't know you're black.
Yeah.
Dude, like, that's like the only, like, a lot of the dealers I had were like, you'll Cash App me. And I hate how casual it is. And I try to get, like, these, like, weird-ass spams on Cash App, too, where people just request, like, $1,000 randomly.
What?
And I just like decline it.
You're not a good dude. Like Matt would just be like, all right.
Oh, okay. I guess I owe $1,000.
Did you guys ever have, I had like these girls that were in like high school.
Ooh.
That I like when I was older, going. But they were like employees of mine for the restaurant, whatever, they were younger.
Of course.
And they would just like post stuff like, yo, if you got Chase and Bank of America, DM me now, I'll get you like $500.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck is this?
And yeah, like a I broke comic. Like I'm like, that. I'll do that, but I never did.
Yeah,
but I was like, what are you
doing? I never followed.
What is
through
those are spam then. Things?
Yeah,
yeah, it's but just, it's like someone I know doing it for real.
Well, it's like they typically like they I've doing? Seen. I watch so I watch these guys that. Here's what
oh,
I watch.
I know someone who knows
no.
Someone
I watch
who does
these
exactly
YouTube. I watch these YouTube videos of these guys that intentionally open up their computer to get malware, so it says to call a support line. And they call it support line. It's like actually those scammers where they're like,
yeah,
we can fix your computer. We just need to get your banking information. And sometimes they'll do it. So what it is say this woman says like, oh, you Venmo me and I can or hit me up. And if you have Wells Fargo, I can get you $500.
Yeah.
So what they do is like it's this thing where it would happen like your account shows you got like $5,000. And then like, oh, we made a mistake. You know, you actually need to give us back, you know, $4,500 and just keep the $500 that you were supposed to get.
Yeah.
And then so you give them $4,500 and then they remove like this hold on your account that said you initially got like a $5,000. They take that away. So all it shows you gave $4,500 and you never got like anything.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. So I don't think these people are like fucking their friends.
No, they don't mean to, but like they got spammed themselves.
Oh, maybe.
Like those are auto-generated messages from them.
Yeah.
Like that's they're not actually no one's actually trying to hook you up. My cousin would.
No, they're pretty trustworthy people.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm gonna send them money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that because they go in and they'll like change because it's like there's an encoding thing where if you take you can change like the screen of something, right?
Yeah.
Like with code.
Right.
And you can just change it, take a screenshot, send it, and be like, hey, it says this.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, look, I just got all this Bitcoin and whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty much Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more of a Jake Paul.
I'm more of a RoboCop.
What were the fucking things? The tokens for Bitcoin? That was the big scam. NFTs.
There it is.
There it is.
EBT.
EBT.
EBT. SATs.
Yeah. SATs.
I've been putting a lot of money into EBT lately.
Yeah. I'm investing in EBT. Dude, my EBTs are up this week.
I see it going up, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. What was I going to say? Either of you guys follow any of the college basketball? There was women's college basketball. It's a big deal now.
Oh, that big bitch is like in it, right?
Caitlin. No, that was a problem. She went up against too many big bitches.
Oh, and she isn't actually that great?
She's pretty good, but her Finnegan. Bubs.
Whoa. Ooh. Why would you bully such a sweet cat?
He's been acting up because of his leg. Come here, Finn.
Yeah. Which one is the bully, Joe? I can't tell. I just didn't fight.
It varies. Come here.
Yeah.
What's happened to Finn's leg?
He's been having some leg problems.
Is he an old man?
He's getting up there now. He's 8, so.
Yeah, so it's about time.
Bubs
is some
the old
stuff.
Man.
Bubs is also an old, like, they're both geriatric, so, like, it's like it's like grumpy old men every day here where they're always fighting, but. Come here, Finn.
But yeah, Caitlin Clark's team is okay. She's great. And they ended up facing a team that was just all big bitches, and they couldn't beat them.
Nice.
Yeah. But Caitlin Clark gets wild. Like, she has another year of college, possibly.
Ooh.
And she's making so much money there. But everyone's like, oh, you go pro. But it's like, everyone's like, the WNBA is, you're going to be more popular in college women's basketball
be
now.
More popular with an OnlyFans.
That, yeah.
Drift, huh? I'd subscribe to OnlyFans. I think she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, yeah, you like these trans women.
There's something about, like, a non-sexual woman that I'm, like, very into.
Yeah.
There's something sexual about a non-sexual woman.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, there's something.
Sure,
there's
that's what your girlfriend wants to hear.
No, she'd classify herself as one of the boys.
One of the boys.
Nice,
she's kind
dude.
Of a bro.
One of the good ones.
Brothers. Yeah, she's one of the good ones. But there's something about like a woman who's not, because everyone's a whore now.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but like guys go,
hell
just,
yeah,
like,
dude.
Fucks all the time. It's like, dude, it's gross.
It's sexually empowered.
I don't find it. Is it?
For women.
For us.
For women. For men, it's bad. Mm. For men, it makes us rapists. But for women, it's empowering.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool how that all works out.
What's up, Finnegan?
I think it's pretty
come
fucking cool, dude.
He might need help. His leg might.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hello, buddy.
There you go. Aww. Oh, I never heard him make this noise before.
Yeah,
he's like whimpering.
It's okay. He hurt his leg.
Well, he's just like in overall like some anxiety with him.
Oh,
too.
So that's like just this is just
this is like a little bit of everything. He's had
a
rough week.
He's a Jewish dog.
Well, we had Grimly. We had
it's
Grimly
too
earlier
cold
too.
In here.
We had Grimly earlier this week too, and I think
Grimly,
that was
I don't
like,
know if I've met Grimly before.
He's a little English bulldog.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's like Finn, but he's
yeah. That's like the rich white girl.
The
dog.
Energy is just too much for him, and it's just too different for Finny. Mm. So. And then his leg started hurting like right before Grimly got here.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. It's been kind of hectic. So props to Kelly Taylor for holding it all together.
Yeah. You do anything for WrestleMania, Joe?
I just got high and watched it.
Yeah.
For a little bit. And, you know, I watch
The Rock.
The Rock
is back wrestling.
A lot of people came back, right? This.
Yeah, they had they did like almost like an Avengers like return. Like John Cena came out in the main event. The Undertaker came out.
Shawn Michaels was there too, right?
So he didn't like make an appearance on the show, but he's like works behind the scenes. So he's like he does NXT, which is like their developmental. So they had like a show the morning of one of the WrestleMania. It was like 17 hours of wrestling all weekend.
Yeah,
okay. it's too much, man.
Yeah,
and like it's like not even like wrestling. A lot of it is like recaps and documentaries.
The Hall
and,
of Fame.
The recaps. Yeah. My God, I know about this fucking storyline.
What's the Vince McMahon situation?
He's out.
He's dead, dude. They found his body.
Are you?
They found him hung by his Nordic track.
There was a picture. There was a picture. Stephanie McMahon had been out for a while. She returned. There was a picture backstage of Stephanie and Linda. So Vince is gone, and the rest of his family is now like, finally, we can come back. The psycho is out of there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That still sucks.
I wonder, is he going to get prosecuted?
No. I think like that's part of like why he like the agreement is like, look, we'll pay everyone off, but you have to leave and never come back.
That's a good deal.
Well, they released the woman who's accusing him of all this stuff apparently wrote love letters to him.
Nice.
So his side releases like, here's the love letters she was sending. But then her side was just like, yeah, he used to force her to write him love letters. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
And if you read them, it does read like somebody writing, yes, I long for you, like writing something with a gun. Yeah.
Nice.
But it does read like somebody writing something they're being forced to write.
Was she forced to write him?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, weren't they like
nobody like actually talks the way that she's writing it?
Weren't they like shitting on her? Like,
yeah,
literally taking
shits
on
they
her.
Yes, they actually. Damn, yep.
You know, in 20 years, Netflix is gonna have like a fucking docu series about
Dark Side
Vince.
Of the Ring.
No, just like it's just gonna be called Vince.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be about just like Vince McMahon's rise to power and corruption.
Just a silhouette of his mustache.
Yeah, it's going to start with him just...
him coming back with an evil Zorro mustache after everything.
And plastic surgery. Well, that was to offset all the plastic surgery he got.
Man.
Was like, oh, I'll just get like a little mustache and dye my hair so that way they won't notice like the rest of the plastic surgery I got.
That's a good observation.
Yeah. Well, that's like how like most women, like when they get... If they get like a... like celebrities, if they get like a really short haircut... It's because they got like Botox and like kind of like a facelift and stuff, and they want to draw attention away from that. So they think like, "Oh, you look different. Oh, I got my hair cut. I got my hair done."
I think that's why they date Pete Davidson also.
Yeah,
no,
they get work done and they start dating.
No,
Pete Davidson,
dude,
nobody's paying attention.
They date Pete Davidson because they were raped by Dan Snyder and they signed an NDA, which is why there's some of the few Nickelodeon celebrities. And same with Josh Peck, he definitely signed an NDA with that guy.
Yeah,
that's about the stuff.
About everything that happened, and that's why like they both went on to have careers, and a lot of those other people in that documentary probably didn't.
Have you ever seen Drake? Like, he's such a for someone who I get that he was like assaulted.
Yeah,
but like, shut up.
Yeah,
it's like enough, dude. You whine.
Get out of here! You bother me.
Yeah, but every one of his songs now is just like he was like, nobody cared, and he ended up having to do like a bunch of like stuff in Mexico.
Yeah.
And like, and in Spanish. And now it came out, and now he's like on TikTok again, being like, I wrote this song after it happened.
Yeah.
And it's like,
maybe I should have more sympathy based on your reactions, but I don't.
To me, he's like a child star it's kind of like, I don't know.
You know, Drake also had his own allegations.
He was DMing like 15-year-olds.
And then, like, apparently, like, there was, like, a whole conspiracy on that saying, like, well, maybe they fake, set him up and it was fake and it was to get him in trouble. It's fucking complicated. But that being said, if I could go back in a time machine and they were like, do you want to audition for All That? I'd say, fuck yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I don't care. It's like, suck on my fucking toes, dude. I wouldn't mind getting a little fucking crack at, like, 1990s Amanda Bynes, huh? Maybe a little like that She's the Man era, Amanda Bynes.
Yeah. Honestly, the number one argument against sexual assault should be, guys, don't do this. The people you do it to are going to whine about it forever.
Yeah, they're never going to shut up about
can you,
it.
No, dude,
let's do our part to prevent more one women shows from happening.
That's just going to inspire people to kill the people they rape afterwards. Yeah. That's like
they don't do that, really. That doesn't happen enough.
Yeah, because
instead of doing this documentary and singing these songs, Drake should just go murder Pickle Rick. Or whatever the guy's name. Not Pickle Rick. That's Rick and Morty. The pickle
what
guy. It was the pickle guy and All That. Raped him.
One of the guys. Yeah. Yeah.
The pickle guy.
It was like in All That, there was like a pickle guy.
There was like an adult who would just feed people pickles.
You guys are okay. That's more specific.
It's funny.
Keep saying there was a pickle guy. I know, but I don't know what a pickle guy
You never
is.
Watched All That?
The pickle guy is the guy from SpongeBob who like wouldn't have pickles under his tongue. That's
There's that guy too. The Nickelodeon's got a lot of pickle guys. I guess
you know what? At least
specific.
At least SpongeBob was just created by like this weird autistic guy.
Yeah,
And like, I think that's why it lasted so long.
Pickle Boy, that was his name on all that.
Of course,
Pickle Boy.
Oh, a pickle boy.
Yeah.
You oh, why didn't said you say that? So? Yeah.
There was like a video of him like feeding Ray Romano a pickle through like a glory hole,
and like Ray was like getting it like in his mouth and was like sticking in his cheek, and he was like, "Oh, Deborah."
What? Yeah, that was in the documentary.
Now you're just saying stuff.
Nah, dude.
You almost fucking got me, dude.
Nah, dude.
I haven't
serious.
Seen it yet.
It actually happened.
Nothing he says makes any sense ever.
Well, you know, in like Double Dare, and you can't do that on television. The slime, was actually executives' cum.
Yeah,
and it was green.
Yeah,
Weinstein had green cum.
That's well, that's well, look at his last name and figure it out.
Is it a Jewish thing? Is that a
It is a Jewish thing.
Oh my God.
That's
Turn
why
on the
like, that's why they can that's why they invented circumcision. Because otherwise like all that green cum would just like fucking make like the most powerful and potent of dick cheese.
Yeah.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Nice.
Snipped, thank God.
Your parents do it for you?
No. Yeah, my dad did it with his teeth.
Nice, dude. Your dad wanted to give you a traditional circumcision?
Yeah, my uncle did it when he was...
Natural? Nice. Like natural childbirth? You got a natural circumcision?
Yeah, my uncle did it while I was asleep when I was 13.
Nice, dude.
On a camping trip.
And I don't talk about it as much as Drake does. So.
Yeah, and I shut up about it like a man.
Damn, dude.
I don't wear fucking pastel colors and write a song about it.
Yeah.
Isn't it cool that like Drake released a dick pic and like nothing happened from that?
Did he?
Yeah, nothing happened, but I came.
Yeah, dude. He fucking posted a video of his dick.
Really?
On Instagram.
Oh, Drake, the singer Drake.
Yeah, the real
Drake. Talking about Drake Bell still.
He was like, really?
Yeah.
I need to see if you have that link.
Which episode of Drake and Josh is this? Is it on Paramount Plus?
Yeah.
I never thought that it'd be.
Well, no, Drake didn't release it. It got leaked, I thought.
I don't think it got leaked. I think it was intentional.
Yeah.
I bet his dick leaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Come into a fucking 14-year-old boy's ass.
Hey, and that's success.
Yeah, that's the groom. That's the cycle of grooming.
That's
for
what they do
right
at P. Diddy
there.
Parties.
I hope P. Diddy gets off.
He will.
I mean, he does get off.
Yeah,
but
he does.
I hope they free P. Diddy.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
No, except for be a cool guy.
Yeah.
Provide a bunch of good music, dude. And one of the best Chappelle sketches of all time.
All of a sudden, it's against the law to live your life.
Yeah.
It's against the law to be a cool guy.
LeBron James, like, people found an old tweet where he was, like, talking about how Diddy puts on the best parties. Now everyone's, like, going after LeBron. But then that lasted, like, a day.
Everyone's fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's,
all this stuff. Yeah, I don't... I wish they would release stuff.
The tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish everyone would release everything. I wish the Epstein... The internet seems to be imploding. Like, imploding everything because the curtain keeps getting pulled back on all this stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's still, like, another layer. Like, the Epstein thing is just...
We still don't have, like, the full, flight logs.
Yeah, what happened?
With Diddy is, like, they're trying to figure out right now, probably in a closed room with Diddy, like, which celebrities they're going to fuck over.
Yeah.
In order for him to just keep doing what he's doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
how cool is it that he fled?
Did he leave?
Yeah, he fled.
Where is he now?
I know his plane left.
Cuba?
No, bro. But look, I spent a lot of time on YouTube.
Okay.
But his plane flew out, and apparently it was like his little, he was like this drug mule guy. He's like this little white kid.
Nice.
And like,
the one from like played basketball at Syracuse, right?
Yeah, I guess. But that's like been his drug mule for like a while. But he was on his plane. He was trying to get on his plane to leave. And they
the drug mule?
Him. Yeah. Mm. And then they found Diddy like at Topgolf with his daughters like a couple days ago. And then like another, and then like more, even more recently, he was just like riding bikes like in Miami.
Nice.
And people like pulled him over to take pictures of them, and he's like, hey.
Nice.
Doesn't seem like a guilty guy to me.
Yeah.
No, 50 Cent took a picture and tweeted out of him on the bike being like, you know there ain't no seat on that bike, right?
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
It's like, damn, dude.
50.
Yeah.
He's funny.
I wonder what's going to happen. I mean, Meek Mill's definitely gay.
Yeah.
He's going to have to come out as gay now.
I mean, well, they just like, people were talking about the Meek Mill thing, and then he just like released a thing where he's just like, I fucking love pussy. Yeah. I ain't gay. I love pussy so much, you have no idea.
I love pussy so much, I wear turtlenecks and chains over them. Yeah. And have big, beautiful lips that look like they're lip glossed and perfect eyebrows.
I even like inside out penis pussies. Yeah. That's how much I love pussy.
I only have pussy that's inside out penis. He's pretty gay presenting.
Yeah, that's fucking. And then like he's like Lil Nas X or something. Another gay man.
Yeah.
Wait, he's gay?
Yeah. It's fucking gross. It's getting out of control. Macklemore, gay. Who else is gay in rap? Everyone. Queen Latifah.
When I was in third grade, I thought I was gay.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that guy? He died.
More like Mackle less.
There you go.
Mackle 6 feet under.
You know what I
mean? Dude, they did release, did you see the AEW release like CM Punk's backstage fight?
I saw that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you?
It's real,
I
too.
I really did.
Yeah?
It was just like two guys and he put him in a headlock and
yeah,
quit.
Exactly.
What's the deal with that?
So,
it
was
CM
funny.
CM Punk like blew it all up and was like, not wrestling's something. And
I was raped.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he cried about it.
I kind of, I have like cursory, I don't watch like AEW, I don't watch wrestling like week to week, but I
yeah,
live
you
with,
do.
I live with Mark Henley who watches literally everything.
Yeah, that's
and I
that.
Follow enough people online and I have friends who are still in wrestling that'll like yeah. text me stuff.
So Matt watches more wrestling than the average person, but because he
I would say that.
He doesn't
yeah.
turn, but because he doesn't turn on the TV, it's doesn't count. His, yeah. It's not my numbers.
I watch.
That's a good excuse.
I watch more wrestling than the average person, but also I'm always careful with it because people who like wrestling, it's like comic book fans. They love it so much that like if you say you're into it, they expect you to know everything.
And
so I don't want.
Mad. Yeah.
Like yeah. So I don't want. I feel like if I put out there that oh yeah I'm into wrestling and then I don't know everyone in NXT and AEW, they're like mad at me.
Yeah.
But I
well, just be honest, Matt.
Yeah, I do like CM Punk. I'm a fan of him, and apparently he so he left AEW 6 months ago, went to WWE, and everyone WWE. And yeah, and now he's like pretty popular, doing well. Every video of him seems to be happy. Everyone's like giving him awards, talking about how great he is. And then
he's the best in the world.
He was interviewed by Ariel Helwani yeah. leading up to WrestleMania. And Ariel Helwani just asked him about all the stuff. And Punk's just the kind of guy who's like, he's going to answer it.
Yeah.
He didn't like go scorched earth, like throwing a temper tantrum. But he talked about everything and said what happened.
Why he left AEW. And
yeah. about like a backstage fight that happened when he was there the night before he got fired. And then
what were they fighting about? Just bullshit.
So it was like the guy Jungle Boy who he fought with is like Luke Perry's son, Jack Perry, like Luke Perry from 90210.
What?
His okay. son is wrestling now.
Of course.
Another dead guy. Yeah. Yikes, dude. This is a yeah. fucking spooky haunted pod.
Yeah.
Where dead people from beyond the grave yeah. make an appearance. Luke Perry, O.J. Simpson, no. Who else did we mention that was dead? Maybe
comedy?
A person from this podcast.
Who?
Is it comedy?
Greg Giraldo.
Greg Giraldo, damn, dude, the three. Yeah. Death does come in threes.
Yeah. But yes, in the interview, CM Punk said he had like fought with these other guys, and so the guy in charge's idea was instead of having them work things out, they're just going to have separate shows where the people who are working for the same company never have to interact with each other because they're on different shows instead of just getting his employees in a room and saying, work this shit out.
Yeah.
And so then on CM Punk's show, Jack Perry was doing something there when he's supposed to be on the other show, and he wanted to do a backstage stunt where he like breaks a rental car.
Yeah.
With the windshield, breaks the real glass, and apparently he cursed out a bunch of people who told him to use fake glass or not do the stunt. So then they went to CM Punk, and they were like, this is your show, can you tell him? And he's like, I don't fucking want to do this, but all right. So he went to him, and he was like, look, don't do that shit, it's dumb. The doctors told you no, this guy told you no. And then he was like, okay. And then on pay-per-view, on this like big show at Wembley Stadium, Jack Perry does a stunt with the car with real glass and looks in the camera and goes, real glass, cry me a river.
Wow. Like,
so then
he almost broke kayfabe.
So then
way.
CM Punk said he went to him backstage like, why are you doing this dumb internet shit on our huge pay-per-view and like calling me out and being like this? And then he was like, what are you going to do about it? And then they like fought a bit.
Yeah.
And CM Punk describes what happened exactly. Like, so then AEW announced this week they're going to release the footage. And so everyone's like, oh, shit, maybe CM Punk was lying about what happened.
Yeah.
And then you see the footage, and it's nothing. You said you saw it. What did you think?
I couldn't tell. I was like, why is this?
Exactly.
I was like, why is this on my feed?
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, the guy put him in a headlock for like a minute.
Yeah, he like shoved him a bit and then put him in a headlock and
damn.
Then everyone broke it up. And
it
also,
was like when your boys kind of fight and the guy
yeah.
gets him like that.
Would you
then,
say
then,
it was
like,
yeah. Would you say it was better than CM Punk's match in the UFC?
I'm a UFC guy, so I'm not a CM Punk fan.
Okay. I mean, I like that he did the UFC thing.
I
it's
don't.
Like
it
imagine if you're like third
yeah,
fucking
I agree with that.
He's made jokes yeah. about it. He was
but you
they had ESPN had some WWE guys talk about UFC 300. 100, and they were talking about one of the older fighters, and CM Punk is like, yeah, I don't know. I'd say he's been doing it for a while, though. I'd say it's pretty dumb if you wanted to start doing a UFC career in your late 30s. Like, so he is, like, self-aware about it.
Oh, of course. Well, you kind of have to be.
Yeah.
You, you have to
be. But, I mean, if you're just, like, a lifelong fan and you've trained a little bit and then you're in your late 30s and Dana White's like, I'll pay you a bunch of money to fight in the UFC, it's like a bucket list thing.
Yeah, I don't...
I'd be too scared. What's so funny, Scott?
I'd be too scared. Yeah, we'd all be too fucking scared.
I'd be too scared of hurting the guy.
Yeah. Oh, God damn, dude.
God, but can
the
you
tables
imagine
have turned.
Well, I don't know, man. I heard the bell ring. The last thing I know, the ref was pulling me off him, yeah. And the medical staff was coming in and didn't look good. Dude. I never want him to leave in a stretcher.
That's like the fantasy I'll have in my head on the train home after I drink this Celsius.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm a fucking monster. And then yeah. I like go to take a shower and take my shirt off in front of the mirror. Like, oh, no. That's
yeah.
I had a guy
would,
tell me
I would
like
take care
20.
Of business right now, but I might get in trouble because these are legally registered weapons.
I had a guy tell me I was 25% body fat the other day.
Yikes, dude. Really, if you're 25, then I'm like 45.
A guy told you that?
He's like a personal trainer. He's like he's the guy who gives Grove weed. He's like a weed guy.
Yeah.
But he's
so
also
a drug
personal
addict,
trainer.
Dude. Who cares?
He's a personal trainer, too.
Yikes,
he's a very weird.
He's what a like dichotomy, dude.
He's like a movie drug dealer guy. He's like does yoga classes, does weed, knows a lot about weed. Very autistic, like personal trainers. He's got a lot of like weird weed guy hobbies that are all like solo ventures.
But then also funny. A personal trainer in amazing shape.
Yeah, very weird. I like drink a Diet Coke and he'll yell at me. And I'll be like,
aspartame
in
that.
Yeah, I'm like, there's zero calories. He'd be like, look at all this other junk in there. I'm like, you smoke weed all day.
Yeah.
Like, you sell me my,
but there's
my
only,
ad addiction.
There's only three ingredients in that. THC.
Oh, man. Titties, hair,
coochie.
The three building blocks for a healthy diet.
But Yeah, they also my whole thing when they released this backstage footage is like a little bit of a skirmish or whatever. It's like fucking every week in wrestling they attack people backstage and it's like vicious beatings. And now we're supposed to watch this.
At least like wrestling's getting good now because like they're saying like shit and bitch again.
Yeah.
Like they're actually saying bad words.
I got more people reaching out to me over the last couple weeks about wrestling than like even when I was wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, just because people are like watching it.
They get rid of the PG thing?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I think it's
now TVNA.
Well, they're going to Netflix next year.
Like there's a
really?
Yeah, they signed like a $5 billion deal with Netflix.
They have like a new thing called the splatter match where two opponents sit at opposite sides of the ring and they try to fill up like both corners with shit and whoever fills up the most wins.
Yeah.
It's a splatter. Oh, he's got it going. He's cutting along, JR.
Now he's on an all vegan diet. That's going to help.
And then
it's just flowing through him, JR. Now it's flowing.
And they both have to climb up a ladder. They have to climb up a ladder, and there's one roll of toilet paper hanging, and the person who wins is the only one who gets to wipe.
Yeah,
dude.
I'd watch that if it was a girls' match.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, these women wrestlers are looking pretty tasty.
Rhea Ripley's hot as fuck.
Yeah,
Yep.
She's very hot. She'd probably kill me. She'd probably pick me up like a little
bit. Becky
she would like crush my head between her legs.
I'd welcome that.
Yeah.
I would love it if Mandy Sachs took a big piss on me.
Mandy Sachs. She's not with WWE anymore.
Who cares, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, peace,
great
P.
buddy.
Yeah,
peace.
NXT.
NXP, dude.
NXP. WWP.
Yeah, dude.
I think
I'm going to piss on you.
Those guys are real. Pisslemania.
If you could get pissed on by one professional wrestler, who would it be? Scott Hall.
Batista. China.
Nice, dude. But the animal.
I want some pheromones, dude. Maybe Ed.
He was
Eugene, probably.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, one thing I do want to say that was very funny when AEW aired the footage, because I saw this on my feed. As soon as they aired the footage, the crowd in the arena was chanting CM Punk as soon as he beat him up.
Yeah.
This guy works for another company. They aired this to try and make him look bad, I guess. And then their whole crowd is chanting for the other guy.
Hell yeah, dude.
They had to know that would happen.
I don't think they would have done it if they knew that was going to happen.
No, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
None
they know what they're doing,
yeah.
But it's, I mean, they big, but they can't do anything with it because the guy doesn't work there.
I heard that Vince McMahon is a silent owner in AEW now, though. Majority shareholder.
Honestly, we were talking about billionaires. They should just give us money. That is kind of the thing Tony Khan is doing. No, he's a billionaire's son, so he's just like giving money to a wrestling company, and they're not making. They can't be making money. But the amount, they have like over 100 people on their roster, and half of them aren't even used on
Tony
the television
Khan?
Show.
He's a wrestler, right? Are you wrestling?
No, he's just a billionaire's son. Oh. Yeah, well. Shad Khan owns the Jaguars. He did, I forgot what his company is, but yeah, he just gave his son a bunch of money to create a wrestling company.
He's like, now Tony, whatever. Yeah.
That's AEW. Yeah.
I thought that Cody Rhodes was involved with AEW.
Cody Rhodes started AEW with a few other guys, and then Cody left and is now the biggest star in WWE.
He's the biggest star in WWE now?
He just won the championship from The Rock's cousin.
Yeah, might even say the world.
The Rock's cousin is Roman?
Yeah.
I thought Cody. He was dying.
No, he had leukemia.
He lied about that, dude.
It's in remission now.
You know, he's like, you can't fucking, though, dude. He still has that beautiful head of hair, dude.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He's a fuck, yeah.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
Okay, man. I'm dying, bro.
But yeah, Cody.
Dude, you gotta fucking look die. Dude, look the part.
I'm dying, bro.
Damn, dude. Wrestlers cannot act, dude.
Yeah.
I'm dying. I'm sick. The Rock, dude.
The fucking. How fucking cool is it that everyone's mad at The Rock that he's like, I'm not gonna weigh in on this election.
Oh yeah,
I divided everyone.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I didn't like the reaction to me endorsing Joe Biden, so I'm not gonna talk about politics anymore. Now everyone's mad at him.
Well, he should just endorse Trump this time then. He's
yeah.
Like, to be fair,
yeah,
I endorsed Joe Biden last time. It's only and since the same guy's going again,
that'd be funny.
The right thing to do is to vote for Donald Trump.
That'd be a great. That's a hilarious justification.
Yeah, dude. It's like it's fair is fair, dude. I got to be fair.
Are people really mad at him for saying he's not going to endorse Biden?
Some people, most people are never actually mad. It's just some people on Twitter, and we act like it's everyone.
Well, it's also funny because he just didn't need to address it at all.
Yeah.
But you know they probably fucking be like, so how do you feel about this election?
People run him to run for fucking president, dude.
Yeah, dude, he'll do
no,
it.
No, you should just ask someone who they're voting for, and as soon as they start to answer, say, it doesn't matter who you're voting for.
The Rock says,
"Damn, I don't know anybody that's full Biden.
No one is. No one even is like somewhat Biden. It's just like anti-Trump.
So
yeah."
But people,
vote for RFK. If RFK got the Democratic nomination, people would be doing the same mental gymnastics to justify RFK.
I would have voted for him if he had Aaron Rodgers. As
they would have been like, it's a family business. And had some shit with like JFK and like fucking RFK Sr. looking over his shoulder.
You don't like RFK?
I don't give a shit.
You don't like it at all.
I like his tasty little wife, Cheryl Hines. I'll tell you that much.
I think he's a tasty little man himself.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that he does push-ups without his shirt on. And yeah. I like that he's 69 years old.
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah.
I like a man that works out in jeans.
Yeah.
That's my kind of president.
That is a very boomer move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just in, you know, if he wasn't running for president, he'd just be like in his garage with like a kettlebell, you know, open can of Budweiser.
Mario Speedwagon.
Yeah.
Mario Speedwagon playing.
Yeah. Maybe a big cigar, fucking clenching his teeth.
Yeah, dude. A Firebird with the hood open in the driveway. He's clanging around those old weights.
Yeah.
Clang, clang, clang.
Oh, yeah.
I'd fight him.
Nice,
fight
dude.
Him.
For CM Punk versus RFK.
Yeah, I'd watch
too many
that.
Fucking initials, dude.
Yeah.
CMRFKP2.
That should be on the undercard for Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Loser has to go by their full name.
Yeah.
Loser has to talk normal. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was cool. It's fun. It's the thing with like CM Punk coming back to WWE.
Well, that's like Cody Rhodes starts AEW. Goes to WWE. CM Punk returned to wrestling to AEW. Goes to WWE. They're both two of the top stars there. And the guys that Cody started the company with are showing footage of CM Punk and having fans chant CM Punk at them.
Damn.
Did Cody Rhodes start it with Khan?
With Tony Khan and the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
Young Bucks.
Wow. And now Cody Rhodes is dead.
R.I.P.
Damn, rest in piss, dude. Cody Rhodes, black wife. Pretty cool, huh?
Black wife, yeah.
Does he have a black wife?
Oh, yeah, Brandy Rhodes.
He's got a black wife and an American flag, too, on his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking dumb
He just makes bad decision after bad decision.
He's mega unemployable.
What was CM Punk's thing when he was acting like Drake Bell when he left WWE?
He left something. And then...
yeah, but he like sat down and gave like a speech about something, right?
Oh, that was... Yeah, that's when he was still with WWE.
But that's what got him like fired, right?
The pipe bomb. No, he...
yeah, what is that? What was that?
The pipe bomb.
It changed wrestling forever.
Yeah.
If you don't know, I can't talk about it.
He like... His contract was expiring and he had a match coming up against John Cena and just sat on stage and like talked a bunch of shit. Started like name dropping backstage people,
which you're never supposed to do, Scott Hall.
And then they turned
you
it.
Think
into
it's st- you still think it's fake after hearing this?
You still think this is a fucking game?
You think it's fucking made up? You think these fucking men in their 30s fighting? You think that's made up? Well, get this; it gets even fucking crazier.
What happened?
CM Punk's contract's about to expire.
Yeah, okay.
They don't know if he's going to sign to renew.
Okay,
Punk wins the championship.
Now, this blows is after a kiss to Vince McMahon and walks out of the arena.
And Vince McMahon, here's the thing. Vince McMahon, it was another screwed job because Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis were coming out to the ring to ring the bell. And then John Cena came out and he hit Vince McMahon and he said, I'm not going to win it that way. And then CM Punk hit Cena with a go to sleep.
No.
He won in a Chicago house, dude.
No,
in his
dude.
Hometown.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks later, returned because it turned out he actually did sign a new contract.
I'm so close to having a heart attack right now.
Yeah, that's just from like
possibly being more.
That was just from like my recollection, and that was like when I was smoking weed.
Yeah,
that's what it's for.
And then so he was with the company for a few more years, and then left, and then started doing like podcasts talking about how he was injured, and the doctors made him wrestle and wouldn't take care of him, and like all this shit.
I was a big fan of all the like Beyond the Mat. And
yeah,
all the wrestling documentaries.
Dark Side of the Ring, I still watch. And I think
that's amazing.
Yeah, that could have been you.
It could have been you.
But you didn't. You stayed away from that shit.
Yeah,
you're
I did.
Good boy.
Yeah.
I
mean,
you
I was
fight with your words instead
yeah.
of your
I was definitely, I mean, I was definitely like getting in trouble still, just not with drug stuff.
What's getting in trouble in the
just
wrestling?
Getting in fights and bar fights and shit. And I was drinking a lot.
Would you ever get into a bar fight and then like a guy's like talking shit to you and you went to take a swing but then you stopped like an inch away from his face?
Yeah.
You like that? I'll give you another one.
It was more if anybody ever like said wrestling was fake, I felt like I needed to prove to them that I actually knew how to fight.
Who's that guy who slapped that dude because he said that?
David Schultz, Dr. Yeah. D. That was amazing.
Yeah. He's like, you think it's fake? And he fucking slapped the shit out of him.
I remember
and
then
he
it just sued him.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I just saw it. It showed up on like my Facebook memories because it was like 2 years since the Will Smith slap.
Yeah.
Of Chris Rock. Wow. And I shared the Dr. D. David Schultz. I said, this is the only time it's acceptable to smack another man in public when they say wrestling is fake.
How could you not like give into the kayfabe? It's like, hey, you know, you got that match with Cody Rhodes coming up this weekend. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta have fun with it.
Yeah. It was John Stossel just like saying, like interviewing this guy, and he's just like being in character. And John Stossel's like, all right, well, let's cut this off. I think this is fake. You know, you think it's fake? Bam!
Yeah,
smacks
dude.
Him.
Slap the shit out of him. You think that's fake? You think he's like taunting him?
Yeah.
The guy wasn't expecting that at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'd fucking stop him, dude. I'd fucking grab his hand. And I'll be like, yeah, dude. I'm like, I don't think so, dude. But we're going to settle this at SummerSlam. Yeah. I'm calling you out, Dr. D.
He stops talking to him. He starts looking into the camera. Yeah.
Back to you, Terry.
I'm not your regular journalist.
This January 18th in the Super Emporium Center.
Yeah.
Me and you are going to... I think when I was in eighth grade, there was a kid who called the girl I was like talking to fat.
Ooh.
And I couldn't muster up the strength to like actually hit him, and I just slapped him.
What was she fat?
And then he was like, did you just slap me? And it took all the wind out of like my. Everyone was like, yeah, did you just slap him? I was like, fuck. Yeah, she wasn't fat, but she was like thick before it was popular.
Nice, dude. You were a fucking.
I'm a really.
You're ahead of your time.
Yeah,
dude. I'm really. Call me a guy who's ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Call me a guy who's ahead of his time.
Yeah.
I'm like a Jamiroquai.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be brutal. Smacking someone and them going, did you just slap me? That's.
He really. I had no confidence in that. I had no self
esteem
then. Yeah, and that was, but I did try to defend her, which
you,
is the only
you
time
loved
I've ever
her.
Tried to defend a
you
woman.
You loved her.
The last time you ever tried to defend a woman.
Yeah, never again.
Yeah.
Physically or otherwise.
Yeah.
Or comedically, for that matter.
When the Me Too movement started, you were like, not again, not falling for this shit.
Last time I slapped a guy and then got bitched.
Yeah.
That's a great response, though. Did you just slap me?
Yeah.
I didn't even hit him hard.
Mm.
Ooh. It was like a...
It was like, I feel like I need to do this.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't... It was pure, like, impulse.
Well, that is 99% of people in fights don't actually want to fight.
You think that?
I mean, from the fights I've been in, I think in hindsight...
Maybe it's just because you're such a big, tough, intimidating guy, Matt. People are like, oh, I don't want to fight this guy.
Yeah. No, I think it's so many people... Everybody wants to feel like they're the guy who wants to fight and would fight. But then when they're actually in it, the second, like, it comes to actually doing it, they're, like, hoping people step in and break it up.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right, break it up! Break it up! Get out of it! That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing in pro wrestling. Is like when they're not supposed to be fighting, two wrestlers start getting into it, and then the entire locker room comes out to the ring, and they try to fucking keep them away, and then like it's like 30 people in the ring just trying to keep, oh my god, like everyone's like, fuck, keep away!
And then one of them breaks away and jumps on the entire pile to get the guy out.
And the audience's like, yeah! And then like the referees come out, dude, I love that shit, dude.
That also, the released backstage footage just showed us how easy it is to actually separate two people.
Yeah, they like, stopped that, they were like, okay.
Yeah, they separated them very easily.
Yeah, hey,
and then it was over.
You fucking bring a little fucking spray bottle out and just, hey! Fuck, man.
You're ruining my spray tan.
Do you think Brock is ever going to come back?
Paul Heyman mentioned him in the Hall of Fame speech at WrestleMania weekend. Because Brock was, like, alluded to in the Vince McMahon lawsuit.
Yeah.
I don't know. They mentioned his name, so maybe there's a.
Vince said that he tried. The rumor was that he tried to gift Brock
that
girl,
yeah,
to get him back from the UFC.
And then Brock requested a video of her pissing.
Yeah,
at Pistlemania.
Reasonable request.
Nice, dude.
A fair request.
Yeah, show me. Yeah, I need to see if you're really into this.
Hey, you know what? If it was enough to bring back that Brock Lesnar John Cena squash match, in 2012 or whatever,
like
I'm down.
A squat match.
Yeah, squat match.
That's what we should be. Instead of bra and panties matches, have the women do squat matches. Yeah,
I'd be down for either of those.
Yeah,
I like that. It's all full circle. It's like you're a rich athlete, and it all comes back to, like, money doesn't get you anymore. It's like, I want to see this girl piss. Make that happen.
Yeah,
make that happen, or I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see her piss. I'm an in-demand athlete.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Matt, what's the feat of strength you got, tough guy?
Each week, end of the show, the Buff Boys podcast, we bring up a feat of strength. And this week, because it was WrestleMania, we talked a lot about wrestling. It's all about Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant.
Oh.
You ever seen that video?
We've mentioned this feat of strength before.
Have we?
Yes, he said
did
he was
we really? All right, then. John Cena lifting Big Show. I don't know. Something wrestling.
Some guy lifting another heavy guy.
Yeah,
a fucking thing done that's definitely real.
Yeah, I mean, Hulk Hogan did. He did lift Andre and slam.
How about Ryback lifting up two people for his finishing move?
Oh, that was a big one too.
Ryback rules.
How about Lizzo performing?
Nice,
dude. Her knees.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny when she was like, "I quit, y'all," and then like,
"Shut up."
We're like, "Good riddance, you fat fucking pig," and then she was like, "Let me clarify what I've been saying."
That's what she sounds like.
Yeah, I just been taking a break from all the people. Talking shit on my fat ass. It's going to be funny when she has like a fucking heart attack.
Now, listen, here's
what's really happening is she's on Ozempic. So she's going to use this announcement, this downtime.
To get thin?
Yeah, she's just going to do it to
won't happen.
Yeah, she's going to take Ozempic and then she's going to have to be on Ozempic forever. But she's going to like come back and she's like, I'm like Missy Elliott. Remember when Missy Elliott came back all skinny?
No, nobody remembers that.
Did she?
Yeah, dude. Missy Elliott used to be a little porker.
She was a little porker, but when she came back all skinny, nobody cared about her anymore.
Yeah. Nobody cared about that. That's what's going to happen with Lizzo.
Tried to turn it down, flip it, and reverse it.
I hope Lizzo comes back with a skinny Al Sharpton body, where it's like a real thin body,
really
giant head.
Skinny, yeah.
But like a big head.
Yeah.
They all have big heads.
And they're going to get she's going to get like a lot of plastic surgery.
Dude, yeah, the skinny guys, they just look like Funko Pops.
Yeah, like, Drew Carey when he lost all of his weight?
Yeah.
Weird.
Lizzo plastic surgery is her like trying to get something out of a Tupperware container.
Yeah.
Whatever, plastic Tupperware.
Oh yeah, dude.
Those are jokes.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey.
Plastic surgery.
We're just goofing around.
Yeah.
I said Lizzo's jokes are low hanging fruit because it's a heavy fruit.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Oh, man. Did we actually mention Hulk Hogan on
here
before?
We did.
Right before this episode, I mentioned to Joe, I'm like, maybe I'll do a wrestling thing for the feat of strength, like Hulk Hogan Andre. And then he didn't say anything and waited for me to bring it up to then be like,
I didn't think
you
about
it before.
Like until, but I remember specifically because like I pulled up the footage of Hulk pulling up Andre.
Gotcha.
And I remember like it took, because I was like syncing it up to perfectly do it, and it was great. And yeah, we got 15 views on that video.
I do know that Hulk Hogan said he was the first one to do that, which was like a complete bullshit
Hulk
lie.
Hogan, there's a whole Twitter thread of just Hulk Hogan lies that's very funny.
I've been through the YouTube compilation.
Oh, yeah, when he's like, I wrestled 400 days a year because I wrestled in Japan so much, I would cross over and it counted as extra days.
It's like, shut up, dude. Shut the fuck up. What the hell are you talking
He
about?
Said Andre weighed like 650 pounds. I think he's like upped the weight every time he talks about how much. He said he pulled every muscle in his back.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
He said he was like supposed to be the a bass guitar player in Metallica.
He also said he's supposed to be in the wrestler.
Yeah,
originally cast in the wrestler.
Yeah,
I could believe that.
The guy was like, "No, we didn't." What the fuck are you talking about?
I could believe that in a heartbeat, dude. Let me tell you something.
He said that. He said
Let me tell you something, brother. I'm having a hard time, brother.
He talked about meeting all these like Make-A-Wish kids when WWE did a show at Wembley Stadium, and how he met Simon Cowell, who was a part of like a WWE produced music record and helped bring him to America. WWE did one show at Wembley, and Hulk Hogan wasn't on it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know that. We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, there's no possible way to know that.
Joe's a Hulk Hogan truther.
We don't know that. We can't prove anything.
You don't understand time zones. He was there. He did it.
Yeah.
He also said the N-word, but that's like, you know.
That was there, but that was
so,
to protect.
So there's some redeeming things about it.
It was to protect his daughter.
Yeah.
To protect his daughter.
Hulk Hogan's a good father.
Yeah.
What's the scenario where you have to say the N-word to protect somebody?
Because he said, like,
that is why he said it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want her having sex with these N-words.
But didn't he also say it, like, while he was, like, having sex?
It was, no, it was after the sex. That was his pillow talk.
Oh, wow. Because every time I've seen the video, he is getting dressed during sex.
It was on the sex tape. Yeah, it was on the sex tape. And then he's just, like, chilling, getting dressed. And he's like, yeah, my daughter and these black guys.
Damn, dude.
That's cool, man. I mean, who could blame these black guys, though?
Imagine, like, having a sex tape leak and, like, you almost get through with nobody really caring, but at the end of the sex tape, you say the N-word.
Yeah.
it's like a hot mic, like, after a pod, like, or something.
He would have totally just been the victim of, like, this friend of his secretly recording him having sex.
Yeah. Right.
And then he had to go and be a racist. Well,
he was the victim. Because
Yeah. That was the whole thing. It was, like,
I thought they did it on purpose.
No, their kink was that he would let his wife sleep with his friends and secretly record it.
Wow, his wife knew that he was recording it.
I think so.
Yeah, but Hulkamania didn't.
Nope.
That wasn't Hulk Hogan, brother. That was Terry Bollea in a moment of vulnerability. Hulk Hogan would never cheat on his wife, brother.
Brother.
And then when he found out he was cheating on him, he was like, you! Ripped his shirt off.
I love that shit, dude. I love hulking out and shit.
My daughter dating these black guys just makes me want to. he rips his shirt open.
Yeah.
That was it, dude. Like a lot of fucking wrestling moments. Sting had his retirement match, and there was a good ass WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What's next, dude?
They're doing the next. They don't even call them pay per views anymore because it's all streaming.
It's an event.
Peacock, the premium live event. Next show they're doing is in France.
En français?
Yeah, they've been doing international shows.
They
did one in like an arena in Australia a few months ago.
What were they doing in Paris?
Maybe. I'm not sure where it is.
It's
somewhere
be Justin
in France.
Trudeau in blackface versus Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
They're doing a cage match.
Yeah.
Bonsoir, WWE!
They're doing a cage match, but it's a bamboo.
French face.
Yeah. French face. That's what Vince McMahon has.
Vince McMahon has. Oh, with a mustache.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. Damn.
He does look like he should have like a rose in his mouth.
Like he's about to tango.
Yeah.
It's the end of the McMahon era, dude.
Not for me. Never for me.
Scott.
Vince McMahon's going to the. You know, some people just like they will have like a football team and they just like never stop wearing like a Riggins jersey.
Mm, yeah,
that's gonna be me with Vince McMahon. He'll always be the guy.
It's gonna.
Yeah,
it's gonna.
Yeah,
be,
oh yeah, you're from DC. You like your Washington Redskins and your Vince McMahon WWE. Yeah, yeah.
I like a black wife beater outside in tucked into like dress pants.
Yeah, no, that's why Vince McMahon. That was his move. That was like premium Vince McMahon.
Exactly.
That was Apex Vince. Like that was crazy when he was like the cover of like Men's
Muscle
Health
and
Fitness.
Yeah.
Tearing his quads.
Oh, tearing both of his quads.
Yeah. Like running down to the fucking ring like a retard doesn't even know how to fucking.
He had the best walk.
The strut, dude.
Yeah.
The
Conor McGregor.
R.I.P. Vince and OJ.
And Conor McGregor.
I think there was a match Vince McMahon had with Shawn Michaels where they brought out the Muscle and Fitness thing on a big blow-up poster and Shawn hit him over the head with it.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
How could he, dude? Shawn believes in God now and stuff. That was the best WrestleMania match.
Oh, the one where it was Vince McMahon and Shane McMahon versus Shawn Michaels and God.
No, Shawn.
They did do that. And during the entrance, they had Shawn Michaels came out and they had an entrance for God. It was just like this like hallelujah music playing and a spotlight following and nobody out to the ring.
I had to look that
no,
up.
No, but then they were like, come on, you're God. Put a little razzle and dazzle in it.
Oh,
and so they started like moving the spotlight around.
And they started
like,
having like a disco ball. Yeah. They're like, come on, God, come on out here.
Shut the fuck up. What was it? Did they ever tag God in? And they just like, wrestled the spot?
Well, here's like the craziest thing was like this was unscripted, but like a lightning bolt actually struck the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Because like Shawn Michaels was trying to fucking lift Vince McMahon up to pin him, and he was struggling, and then Shawn Michaels looked into the sky and said, oh Lord, give me strength. And the clouds parted and a powerful lightning bolt from the heavens struck Shawn Michaels, powering the Heartbreak Kid in a way.
I actually...
That's the God guy?
Yeah.
That's the guy wrestling with God?
And Shawn Michaels was able to lay that sweet chin music and cast Vince McMahon down to the pits of hell.
I did once do a wrestling match in a church that was like Sunday afternoon after the morning service. And I was like the bad guy talking about how like religion is dumb and whatever. And then this guy came out who was like a kid adopted by one of the families in the church having his first ever match. And the way we did the match, I'm beating him up for like 7 minutes, and then he reaches in the corner of the ring, grabs his cross necklace and holds it up and yells, the power of Christ compels you, and then the other guy faints in the middle of the ring and he runs over, pins him and wins the match.
Oh my God.
Thanks to the power of the Lord.
Damn, dude. Is that guy signed by WWE?
No. Huh. I don't think he ever really wrestled much more. No, I had to follow it. I was the next match out and I started doing the whole like anti-God stuff and it did not go over well at all.
You were like, oh, what's the, you like pull out one of the Bibles from the pews and you're like, oh, interesting, Jonah and a whale, huh? Oh, real nice. You rip out a page, you fucking rub it on your dick, put it back in there, and you're like, God, if you're really God, strike me down here in your house.
You just need to be a heel. So you go out and you're like, I'm trans. The whole church, boo.
I thought it would be a fun, like, I'm being the bad guy in the church and they'll hate me, but they just like, they didn't even like, they didn't boo, they didn't like, they just like,
they turned the other
quietly.
Cheek.
They turned the other cheek.
Wow, that's good. That's respectful, really.
I did know a wrestler who went by the name the Inside Jobber on the indies. He would just go out and like talk about how everyone in the crowd is a sheep for believing the real government story about 9/11. And then someone else would come out and beat him up. Every time I saw him, he was a jobber.
That was funny.
But he was the inside jobber.
they would silence him.
Yes.
Wow.
From telling the truth.
What if it was a Baptist church?
It was a Presbyterian church.
Oh, that's safer.
Is it? I mean, I guess if it was a Baptist church, they would have like turned on me and attacked me.
Been like fat black women ready to go to brunch.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Being mad.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was funny during the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame. They inducted a guy, Thunderbolt Patterson.
Wow.
Who he was like big before WWE was like the main one when it was all the territories. When I started wrestling, I like went back and started watching like all this old stuff. Even with comedy, I'm very like, let me learn about everything.
Yeah.
And Thunderbolt Patterson was basically like a black preacher. His old interviews was like, he was just like preaching and just saying stuff that kind of made no sense, but you were like, this guy's awesome.
Yeah.
And so for his Hall of Fame speech, some guy comes out with him. He's like in a wheelchair and can barely walk. He's like 80 years old now. And this guy comes out with him, talks about his wrestling career, and then they give the mic over to him, and he just talks about God and the Lord for 20 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Just basically does a sermon. And it was just one of those, like, I don't even really know what he's saying, but he is still just, like, he just has an energy about him, even at, like, 80 years old. Yeah.
You believe in God because of that?
Yeah, I'm like, damn, he can do it.
Well, there's a lot of things in wrestling that he was, like, the first one to do that is just before WWE, and WWE doesn't acknowledge a lot of the history a lot of the time.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, but Road Dogg doing, like, oh, you didn't know? You better call somebody. Yeah. Like, he was the guy back in the 70s doing, you better call somebody. Like,
really?
Yeah. A lot of the old, like, Dusty Rhodes stuff. And they did talk about it at the Hall of Fame. He was like, Dusty Rhodes is like, I got a lot of my stuff from Thunderbolt Patterson.
Wow.
And now Dusty's dead.
Now he's dead.
Didn't get to see his son become WWE champion.
Did
so
not.
Many people die. It's crazy.
So did Goldust.
Almost everyone.
Goldust. No, he's just wrestling in AEW, so people assume he died.
Yeah, that's a fate worse than death.
Did they give him the gold? Did they give Goldust?
No.
To someone else?
No, it's still. They haven't done that. They haven't done. Oh yeah, Cody was doing Stardust for a little bit,
and he was like, "I'll never fucking ever don't ever bring it up."
Yeah, I remember back in the 90s, they tried to do that, where like Diesel and Razor Ramon left, and then they were like, "Well, we got they own the name, so they just tried to bring in new people as them," and everyone was like, "Fuck this!"
Did they do it as like a bit to make fun of them, or were they trying to probably a little bit of both?
It was a little bit of both. They wanted to also see if it could get traction.
Yeah, if they could get away with it.
They're like, "Oh no, it's just a prank. It was just a bit."
Yeah,
they did. They changed the clown a bunch too, right?
Bonks.
What's his name?
Doink.
Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown.
Because that guy, his name's Alan.
He died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he died. The original Doink the Clown. Well,
apparently
died.
The original was John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
Bozo.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right.
Well, Scott. Where
heavy
can people
wrestling.
Find you?
Heavy wrestling episode.
Yeah. Scott Hall stand up everywhere. Grove 34.
Nice, dude.
That's it. I love you.
Awesome. Love you too.
Thank you guys for listening. Stick around for the Patreon.